This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Linda.
Now, how was the National Puzzlers League competition in Providence? That's where you were last week. Did they manage to stump the Puzzle Master?
Well, no one's trying to stump me. Well, we had about 170 puzzlers from all over the U.S. and Canada, and just had a lot of great games, a lot of good times the whole weekend.
So let's go back to our puzzle challenge. Could you give us the challenge from last week?
Yes, it came from listener Ben Bass of Chicago, and Ben was at the convention last weekend. I said, name a classic television show in two words, eight letters. Remove one letter from each word. The remaining six letters in order will spell the last name of a well-known writer.
And
who is
the
it?
Answer is?
The show is Star Trek. And drop the respective letters, you get Sartre.
As in John Paul.
That's it.
Good heavens. I mean, the chances that I would have figured that out are zero. But we did receive more than 1,000 entries this week, and we randomly selected a winner, and he is Monty Ferguson of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Monty, hi.
Hi.
What do you do in Cuyahoga Falls?
I'm a computer programmer.
What kinds of, would I understand it if you told me what you program?
Well, actually, I mainly program a point-of-sale system, which is a fancy way of saying a cash register.
Okay. How long did it take you to figure the puzzle out?
Only about 15 minutes.
And how'd you go about it? How'd you start?
Well, not strangely, I wrote a computer program to help me. I'd punch in two words, and it would give me every combination of each word without a specific letter. Then I just started typing in TV shows, and I put in Star Trek, and there was the answer.
And are you ready to play now?
Sure.
Will, meet Monty. Monty, Will. Let's play.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Monty. Every answer today is a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase, in which each part is a single syllable, and the vowel sound in the first half is a long I, and the vowel sound in the second half is a long O. For example, if I gave you the clue, something found on a fir tree, you would say pine cone.
Okay.
All right, number one is sign on the front of a semi carrying a house trailer.
Wide load.
Wide load is it. Number two is a femur.
Thigh bone.
Thigh bone, good. Support for street illumination.
A light post.
A light post or light pole, yes. Emergency item on a ship.
A lifeboat.
That's it. Eastern, central, mountain, or Pacific.
Time zone.
Uh-huh. Half a round of golf.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Do the math.
Eight holes. No, nine holes.
Nine holes is what you want. How about a rock used in building Rockefeller Center?
Limestone?
Limestone, good. What water is sprayed from in putting out a conflagration?
Fire hose.
Uh-huh. How about frigid as a drink?
Ice cold.
Uh-huh. Pajamas or negligees?
Nightgown.
Nope, you need the long O sound in that second half.
Oh, that's right. Night clothes?
Yeah.
Night clothes, is it? Attire for a doctor or lab technician.
Something close.
Picture them, and you'll get it.
What did you say for the second half, Monty?
Coat.
Yes, and what kind of coat?
White coat. Oh.
White coat, is it? What a man may sow before he's married.
Wild oats.
Wild oats, is it? A highway marker every 5,280 feet.
Milepost.
That's it. What an aerialist walks.
Tightrope.
That's it. And your last
one. You really are doing sensationally well here.
Thank you.
Your last one, like certain Nathaniel Hawthorne tales. Oh, and he did a book called Blank Tales. And what goes in the blank is a word that's a compound word, a hyphenated word meaning repeated.
beginning with T's. That's the two words begin with T's.
Oh, twice told tales.
Yay.
Twice told tales. Good job.
Very good job. And for playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games that you can read about at npr.org/puzzle. Monty, what member station do you listen to?
WKSU in Kent.
Thank you very much for listening. And Monty Ferguson of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, thank you very much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, think of an adjective that might describe a child before a summer vacation. Change the second letter to the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll name someone you might see in a hospital. Who is it? So again, an adjective that might describe a child before a summer vacation. Change the second letter to the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll name someone you might see in a hospital. Who is it?
This makes my brain hurt when you do this. But if, for those people who are better at it than I am, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. One entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Linda.